Coach.
Coach Del Rio, quick question. Why was this the right opportunity for you? Why did you want to come to Denver?
Well, first off, you know, probably the relationship with John Fox, knowing the type of coach he is, having worked with him in the past, was certainly a plus. I think, you know, this first-class organization, you know, coming here and visiting and spending time in his building, and the feel in the building is unbelievable. And then, you know, it's one of the proud, you know, franchises in the NFL. I mean, one with great tradition. And, you know, it's a good fit for the family. It's a nice place to live and be a part of this community. And so it was a lot of positive factors. Really wasn't a negative one. So excited to join them.
You mentioned your relationship with Coach Fox. Are you excited to be able to work with him for the first time since Carolina?
Yeah, it's good to be back with him. He's a good man. He's a good coach, and I know the types of things he's looking for. You know, with his staff and what my responsibilities would be, and I'm very comfortable with that.
Beck, what do you make of the defense that you're inheriting here in Denver?
Well, I know, you know, they made some strides last year. I think they finished 24th in points and 20th in overall yardage allowed. Played some really good ball down the stretch. We just want to build on that, you know, and try and, you know, improve on that, and, you know, help this football team win. And so, you know, I feel like, you know, last year was a good start in that direction.
You know, you're going to be the seventh coordinator in seven seasons in Denver. They haven't had a lot of continuity. But being that you both, yourself and Dennis Allen, worked under Fox and you've got this familiarity, is it going to kind of be a seamless transition here under your tutelage?
Well, we hope to make it that. You know, we'll work hard at it. I know, you know, Dennis had a little bit of background with Greg Williams. I had Greg on staff for a year, and I'm familiar with Greg and some of his designs. And so, you know, really the things that they were doing here between John Fox and Dennis and Greg and myself, I feel very comfortable in being able to, you know, make this a smooth transition.
Jack, how did your John Fox influence your growth as a coach?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear the beginning of that question.
How did your last tenure with John Fox in Carolina in 02 influence your growth as a coach?
Well, you know, I spent just the 1 year with him, but during that time I learned a great deal. You know, being a part of his staff and the way he conducted, you know, business and the way he motivated the team and rallied the team and led the staff, the way he interacts with the building, you know, those are all things that you know, that I believe in, and, you know, I look forward to being a great support for him here and you know, helping him win.
Jack, do you want to be a head coach again?
Well, right now, you know, I'm excited to be here. You know, I had 9 good years in Jacksonville, and you know, maybe someday, but that's really not in the forefront of my thinking. You know, right now, first and foremost for me is to, you know, get settled in here and get to work in terms of, you know, evaluating the tape and the season and getting ready for the off season, you know, personnel and all those things and system adjustments and getting my family settled. So we're excited about, you know, this opportunity to come up here and help this fine organization get started.
Can you tell us your defensive philosophy?
Well, if I were to put it in a few words, I think it would be, you know, that we're going to be one that's a physical unit that is able to affect quarterbacks. You know, one that ultimately assists the team in helping them win. You know, and play complementary football. It's really not at the end of the day about stats. It's about winning games. You know, there's some things that you have to do defensively to be good in this league. You know, you have to be able to affect the quarterback. You've got to be able to get off the field on third down. You can't let people run the ball down your throat. You've got to tackle. You've got to be able to shed blocks and tackle. And then, you know, a lot of the situational football will be stressed here, you know, in terms of, you know, playing different situations. It's important that you're able to thrive in situations that come up during the course of a season, whether it be two-minute situations at the end of the half, at the end of the game. You know, short yardage situations. There are a lot of different situations that you want to be prepared for and be able to handle well. So, you know, it's hard to sum it up in just a few words. I think, you know, for us, an attacking defense, you know, one that's going to be able to get after quarterbacks, make their life miserable, not allow people to run the ball down our throat. And like I said, you know, at the end of the day, help the team win. Certainly, you know, generating turnovers is a big factor. It's probably the number one statistic in the NFL in winning football games is winning the turnover battle. So, you know, on the defensive side, we want to generate plenty.
Coach, it seems like the best defenses you had in Jacksonville, you had two just beasts of defensive tackles. How crucial is that, and where do you think the Broncos stand in terms of their defensive tackle position and what kind of growth they need there?
Well, I know we've got a lot to evaluate, and certainly that position will be part of it. You know, defensive line play is important. It really begins in the trenches. I believe that we've got to take a good look at who we have here and make those decisions. We haven't begun that process yet, and we'll get started here shortly. But, you know, certainly, you know, when I was in Baltimore, you know, we played outstanding defense. We had a couple of really good tackles. If you're going to play that four-man front, having two guys in the middle really allow you to do things. And that carried over into Carolina when I was there the one year with John. And then that carried over into Jacksonville when we were really good on defense early in my time there. And then this past year, you know, we were very good. And Terrence Knighton and Tyson Alualu, you know, we're two, you know, forces in the middle. So that definitely helps when you're playing a 4-3.
Beck, you had a nice long Jacksonville. What has the last couple of months been like for you? Was it good to get away from football and clear your mind a little bit, or were you chomping at the bit to get back into this thing?
You know, probably a mixture of a lot of different emotions. Certainly had some time to sit back and reflect, and you know, I'm very appreciative of the time that I had down there. 9 wonderful years, you know, competing. A great place to raise a family, you know, all that kind of thing. And so, you know, there was time to kind of reflect on that, kind of decompress a little bit, you know, kind of unwind. I did some of that, and I find myself right now rejuvenated. I mean, I'm very, very excited about the you know, the opportunity here to come to Denver, to come to this this franchise and this organization, be a part of it, and you know, that's why I'm here. I mean, we're basically off this week. Staff is off, but I'm here to get an early start. I want to dig into the film, and I want to help my son get settled, and I'm eager to get going.
Coach, do you plan on jumping in on some of the evaluations for the draft, and have you talked to any of your current players like Brian Dawkins, who offered support for you on Twitter right away after the hiring?
I have not spoken to anybody. I think it's important that I do my part. Not that I'm avoiding anybody, I just haven't reached out yet. I want to get in and dig into the film and talk with the coaches about the scheme and whatnot. And then there will be a time when we, you know, get together and you know, reach out to all the different players. In terms of my role, whatever John has for me, that's what I'll be ready to do. So, you know, when we worked before, I spent a lot of time, as did other staff members, on the evaluation part and, you know, sharing your opinion. But I'll let him, you know, provide the lead for that.
Jack, did you give any consideration to not coaching this year? If we understand correctly, you're going to get your salary from Jacksonville. Whatever money you make from the Broncos would be deducted. You essentially could have, you know, made that money without having to work. Did you think about perhaps going that route?
Yeah, I thought a lot about it. I had a lot of advice from many of my friends that are professionals out there. I had pretty much unanimous support that they thought I should stay out. but I love to compete. I love being around ball, and so it's not about the money. It's about an opportunity, and like I said, if this is a place where I'm excited to be. If it wasn't a place where I would have been excited to be there, I didn't have to force anything. And so, I sitting out was an option because of that. But I'm very happy to be here. And you know, to me, like I described earlier, I'm just excited to get started.
Jack, I'm sure you are well versed in the turnover at defensive coordinator here over the last couple of years. How long do you plan to stick around, and what do you think of the fact that there have been, you know, now 7 defensive coordinators in 7 years?
Well, that's an unusual thing to have happen, and I really don't know a whole lot about, you know, what went into all of that to make that statistic be a reality. For me right now, I'm excited to be here. You know, I'm fired up. I'm not looking anywhere other than, you know, the next week, the next month, and how we can dig in and do a great job here. And that's what I'm all about. I'm 100% in as a member of this organization. I'm going to be a good worker bee on the staff for John Fox. All the people here, I'm going to give them 100% of what I have and try and help this organization win. And I can't really speak to what it was before, and I have no idea about what it's going to be going forward. But I know I'm fired up to be here.
Jack, I know you mentioned before about family considerations and that you're going to get your son settled. I'm assuming you're talking about Luke. So he's going to finish his high school career here in Denver?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He's in town right now with me, and we're going to explore various options in the area and try and find a school that's a good fit for him academically, socially, and athletically. And he will finish here. He'll be here at some point this season of this junior year and finish out his junior year and then his senior year as well.
Our high school writers will be very interested to hear that.
Okay.
Coach, what do you think of your young pass rushers and Elvis Tumorville and Von Miller?
Well, I've only done TV scouting. Those two, you know, guys are over in Hawaii. Obviously, they're very talented, but I've only seen a little bit on TV. I've not had a chance to really study anybody on the team yet, but certainly they have a great reputation, and I look forward to working with them.
Yeah, given that everybody around you was telling you to sit out the year and not go back to work, when John Fox reached out to you, was there any hesitation at all? Did you have to think it over, talk to your family, or did you jump at the chance to get back into this?
Well, I was thoughtful about it. We considered the various opportunities and. We're talking right now about two of them. There are others, but you know, that's plenty to talk about. And did we spend the time and talk it over as a family? Yes, I spent time with my wife, spent time with my kids, talking about it. The people that I was a little bit jokingly saying, but it is true. You know, some of my buddies, they're doctors and lawyers and in the professional world, they're like, hey, man, we take this off. And that's what we had a vote at our office, and it's 100%. There are 12 of us, and we all think that you should go ahead and take the year off. And so we kind of had a laugh about that. But when it came right down to it, the opportunity to work, like I said, here in a situation where we're really excited, it's too much to pass up.
I know you haven't had a chance to really look at the personnel too deeply, but what do you think of the opportunity to work with Champ Bailey?
Well, Champ, again, based on reputation and us having played against him a couple of times, I know he's a tremendous football player. It's exciting to work with good players that share the same kind of passion about winning. And, it's apparent that he's that type of guy. And so I look forward to getting started with him.
Hey, Coach, how close were you guys, or how long of a look did y'all take at Tim Tebow in Jacksonville with him being a hometown kid in Florida and all that? Because that's the team everybody thought he'd end up at, and then obviously he's here and we know what he's done here.
Yeah, there's a lot of work done on Timmy, and I think he ended up in an ideal situation. You know, it would have been very difficult in Jacksonville for everybody. And we certainly did our work. I think he came off the board a little earlier than we maybe anticipated, but I think it's been a perfect fit for him, you know. So, you know, certainly that was a part of, you know, back then, and you know, I don't want to get into too much about, you know, specifics regarding the Jaguars' decision making and how things were put together. But you know, the bottom line is he found a home here. I think that's worked real well for him, and you know, and so, you know, that's kind of where it is.
Coach, you talked about doing some TV scouting. Did you happen to catch any of the Broncos' playoff action?
I did.
What were your impressions then of how they covered the tight end, Rob Gronkowski? Obviously a tough match for a lot of people, but defensively, what do these bigger, faster tight ends do to you as a defensive coordinator?
Well, I mean, Gronk had a pretty tough, you know, pretty good year. It was a tough matchup for a lot of people. So, you know, I haven't studied that specifically. I know certainly that'll be one of the many games that we look at and discuss as a staff. But, you know, he was a tough matchup for a lot of people this year.
Nick, what can you tell us about Luke Richardson, the strength and conditioning coach that's coming to Denver?
Well, I think Luke's a good coach. He is a guy that, you know, really, I went and got him from API in Arizona. Was looking to bring in a guy that was a little bit outside the box of traditional strength training. And, you know, Luke, in the time that he had under his belt there at API, it was very productive with getting guys ready for the combine, getting them ready to have special years. And I found that a lot of my squad wanted to go out there to Arizona or go down to Miami and train. And I'm like, well, what is it that you guys are after? You know, what is so appealing about that? And so I met with him, you know, and brought him in, and I was going to make a change at that position on the strength staff. And so I thought a little bit outside the box and interviewed him and brought him in, and he was terrific. He's more into functional strength, you know, a lot of the core strength, a lot of the kind of cutting edge of technology in regards to training the human body and recovery and all those types of things. So I think he's a really good coach. He's all about helping the team win. He's a tireless worker. I think he'll be an asset to the organization.
Any other questions for Coach?
Coach, going from being a head coach back to focusing specifically on the defensive side of the ball, is there anything you kind of picked up from being a head coach that you're going to take to now that you're back to being a coordinator?
Nothing that's, you know, in the front of my mind here in terms of addressing the question. I think certainly the experience that I've had. Yeah, I think you're constantly learning and growing and evolving, and so I think I'm a better coach now than I was then. But you know, it's still about doing the work and spending the time and working the detail and preparing your guys and motivating your guys and doing those things. And you know, I'm looking forward to just doing that.
Okay. Anything else, guys?
I think we're good. Thanks, Jack.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you,
everybody. Okay, see you around.